When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're here at the 125th Army-Navy game presented by USAA. And joining us now is Senior Vice President of USAA, Bill White, joining us. Bill, you are from the Navy side of this Army-Navy matchup.
That's right. Go Navy, beat Army.
And I see what you did, though, because earlier today at the breakfast, you had one of your good friends.
Bragg's. That's right.
He's an Army guy.
That's right.
He was giving you a bunch of flack.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, he got stuck in some traffic on the way over here. I see what you did
there. It was going to be that or food poisoning, one of the two. It was going to be that. He wouldn't eat the bagel. So I had to reroute the traffic.
There you go.
Cyber warfare. That's how we do that.
This is one of the great thing about this matchup, this rivalry, and this whole event is the fact that you could tell that there is a lot of vitriol in the rivalry itself, but there's also a ton of respect and admiration for the other side. And the back and forth that you guys both have, it comes through, and it's not like, you know, Auburn in Alabama or Oregon in Washington, where you're just at each other's throats all the time, because there's more to it than just the rivalry in the football game.
Yeah, it's a real sibling rivalry. You know, yeah. So when you finish your time at the academy, you go out, you put the uniform on, you go down range, you serve together, right? So you're counting on each other really to look out for each other and in some cases save each other's lives. But while you're in school, you know, it's fights on. Yeah. So you're going to have a good time with it. We cheer for them when we're not playing them. But boy, when it comes to Army Navy, no, that's it, right? Fights on, and we're there to beat them.
I think we can push it past the just the school alone. I'm prior Air Force, so you know we're allowed to give each other a particular amount of hell.
All the stereotypes, you know, you apply stereotypes to each service. You make fun of them for very particular things, and you give each other flack. And I think it really reinforces the bonds. That you understand each other, that you respect the differences, and at the same time, just like it's your sibling, like it's your brother or sister, you're not going to let them get away with anything.
But don't be a civilian on the other side. I think you can make the same joke.
That's right. Sure. Yeah, exactly right.
I sit back and I lay out on that then. How cool is it for you being a part of the Naval Academy and going through the academy itself, serving for, 25 years in the United States Navy, and now as working for USAA, to see how much USAA has amplified this rivalry game?
It's incredible. The job that USAA does as a presenting sponsor, I think, is, to your point, really amplified the brand of the Army-Navy game, but also all Academy football. West Point, the Air Force Academy, and the Naval Academy, they're really getting, I think, better recruiting. And the DoD is really getting something great out of these games as we move them from town to town. And it's helping put the face of these great young men and women in front of the taxpayers, right, that are paying for their education, and they see clearly what they're getting for their money. Just the America's best kids.
Yeah, on that point, you know, the difference between your normal college student and your service academy graduates and how different that can be What does it mean to you when we're literally hundreds of feet from Arlington National Cemetery? When we talk about the importance of this game, it's not just the 125th Army Navy and elevating those students that are also service members, but it's highlighting the sacrifice. It's highlighting the difference and the uniqueness that comes along with that service.
Absolutely. And when you watch the game, if you're watching at home, you'll see during some timeouts and things, spots from around the world where there are military folks downrange that are watching the game, right? They've taken a break from whatever they're doing. And let's face it, for a long time now, we've been at war, right? And so luckily there's a little more peace in the world than there has been recently. But a lot of times that was, you know, folks in Afghanistan, Iraq, taking time to watch this game and to be able to entertain them, right? Provide them a high level football game. And remind them of the sacrifices that we respect that they're making. And here in Arlington, you know, I have a number of friends and relatives that are here at Arlington. And so you have to take a solemn moment and to frankly thank those men and women who gave their lives for us, that this nation can have the freedom that it is destined to deliver.
Bill White is our guest, Senior Vice President, General Manager of Life Distribution and Service for USAA. This is the pageantry around the game. It pays a lot of respects to what you were just talking about. What, you know, I think the gravity of these servicemen that are going to be playing in the game and what it means. As you have gone to a bunch of these, what are some of the things that you take away from the pageantry around it that maybe people may miss on the surface of whether it's, you know, the march on or the fight songs and the alma maters after the game that people all gravitate to?
When you walk into the game, there are what we call activations around the stadium. So there'll be military vehicles and other displays, memorabilia, things like that. And the first thing you'll notice is veterans talking to their sons and daughters, their grandchildren, right, their siblings, and explaining, I did that. I saw this. I understand what this is. Let me tell you what it means to me. And so even before they walk into the stadium itself, you're already seeing these connection points and that passing on from generation to generation and the understanding of that sacrifice that's been going on for so many years in the United States. Then into the stadium, the fight songs, the march on, just the banter, really, because it's the kids don't sit that far from each other. So the way they set it up the stadium, the midshipmen and the cadets always are kind of like looking right at each other, and they're not too far from each other. So to hear them kind of harass each other in a great way, it's really fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
What is it about this game that it's not what it was in the 1940s, where an Army and Navy were two of the preeminent programs in the nation? But
sure,
you're seeing both of them come back to the fore, and you're seeing it kind of being uplifted again. The Army's obviously been on an absolute tear this season, and there was a point in time when Navy and Army looked like they might meet in a conference title game this season. How cool is it for you to be a Naval Academy graduate and to see that kind of that tidal wave, as it were, of support behind those institutions kind of come back into power?
The schools have invested in great coaching, and I think that's a big part of it. You know, any program that cannot really benefit from the portal, right? Because the only thing that happens for the portal for the service academies is out, mm-hmm. right? It's nothing in, right? Nobody comes into the service academies through the portal. So you have to have an established program with great coaches that understand the mission, that understand the purpose of that school, and know that those are true student athletes, that they are future leaders of the United States of America, not only in the military, but in industry and in other civilian jobs when they finish their military service. So I think it starts a lot with understanding that that program is built as a component of who we are as a country. And you see it, both coaches are phenomenal, right? And they have great staffs. And that, to me, is the underpinning. They probably don't get the credit they deserve. And I think it really helps those young men and women, you know, at the academies in all sports, right? All the sports that they play, they exceed, right? They have excellent sports teams across the genres of sports at all these schools.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So I was reading your bio, and it says that you flew a carrier-based F-14 Tomcat.
That's right.
What do you do to get a rush now that you work in the insurance world? Because I assume that that's quite a drop-off.
Yeah, so, you know, my wife tells me that all the time. She's like, I thought I married Tom Cruise. Now I'm married to an insurance salesman. Yeah. I mean, what's going on with that? So,
not a lot of slingshots?
No, it's kind of funny. But, no, it's great. I was very fortunate to fly the Tomcat. I was the radar intercept officer. I was goose, so to speak, in the Tomcat. Greatest job on the planet. Man, you just cannot get better than that, and it was a blast. I think it's a young man's game, young woman's game, right? So my last hop in the Navy was actually at Top Gun in 2011. I got a backseat ride.
No kidding.
I was a reservist at the time, and I went out there, and my buddy was the commanding officer. So I went through all my swimming and physiology and my physical and my upchit and everything, and I went out and I got a backseat ride, and boy, I was bushed. When it was done, I was like, wow, I am so bushed. And of course, the young man flying the plane was like my son, right? So a call sign, Magoo. So I'm like, Magoo, man, you put me through the paces, brother. That was incredible. But yeah, it's great. No, you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
You brought it up. So I know there's a dividing line between fighter pilots. I have a lot of friends that are retired fighter pilots as well. And are you pro Top Gun or are we anti Top Gun?
Top Gun's great. Okay. And I think Top Gun Maverick should have won Best Picture. I mean, that is an absolutely fantastic. It was a great screenplay. It was well acted, well directed. It's a terrific film. If you've not seen Top Gun Maverick, I mean, I get no paid promotion for this. USA didn't get anything for this, whatever. Like, this has nothing to do with anything. Just a fantastic movie. And the men and women of the United States Navy, you know, really chipped in to help make that happen. And I think, again, back to my point about bringing the game around to different places and making sure the United States taxpayer understands the value that they're getting. I mean, we pay our taxes, right? Like, our job is we got to pay our taxes. We got to support the men and women in uniform. And I think the men and women in uniform have done a great job to prove to the American taxpayer, like, hey, you're getting your money's worth here.
Well, we appreciate your time, and definitely thank you for your service, and thank you for everything you do at USA to help amplify this game and get the reach out to even us in Portland, Oregon, and all across the country. Thank you, Bill.
No, absolutely. Well, thanks for hosting us. You know, USAA knows what it means to serve, and we're We're proud to sponsor the game.
Thanks. Bill White, he is the Senior Vice President, General Manager of Life Distribution and Service for USAA.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.